الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل إن كان آباؤكم وأبناؤكم وإخوانكم وأزواجكم وعشيرتكم وأموال اقترفتموها وتجارة تخشون كسادها ومساكن ترضونها أحب إليكم من الله ورسوله وجهاد في سبيله فتربصوا حتى يأتي الله بأمره والله لا يهدي القوم الفاسقين وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم المرء مع من أحبه أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الحبيب الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين. Respected ulama ikram, brothers, elders and friends, the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is something which is fused into every heart of every believer. You will not get a person, no matter how low he is in his iman, who says that he does not love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The pinnacle of this love, the height of this love, was seen in the lives of Sahaba radiallahu anhum. The love that they displayed for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is unparalleled. So how can we also develop that love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that was present in the hearts of Sahaba radiallahu anhum? We will have to go back and look at the incidents, look into their lives, and see how we can draw some examples, how we can take from their lives to improve the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that is within us. It is because of the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that we will be true believers. I wish to discuss a few things, few aspects about this. First is, what is the hukam and ruling in Sharia regarding love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Second is, what are some of the fawaid, the benefits that will come to a person, whether it is in dunya and or akhirat, for inculcating and bringing the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in his life. And thirdly, what are some of the alamat, what are some of the signs that a person can check within his life to see whether he truly has the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Firstly, what is the ruling and what is the status of the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam? Once Umar radiallahu anhu, the riwayat is in Bukhari Sharif, Abdullah bin Hisham radiallahu anhu narrates that we were with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He was holding on to the hand of Umar radiallahu anhu. And Umar radiallahu anhu says that, Ya Rasulullah, that you are more beloved to me than everything besides myself. You are more beloved to me than everything besides myself. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam says to him that until I am more beloved to you than even yourself. Umar radiallahu anhu then thinks to himself and immediately he replies, فَإِنَّكَ الْآنَ وَاللَّهِ لَأَحَبَّ إِلَيَّ مِن نَفْسِي. That wallahi, ya Rasulullah, now you are more beloved to me than myself also. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, al-an ya Umar. Now, commentators of hadith, they say that what was the meaning of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, no, not as yet. And what is the meaning of him saying, yes, now? So they say you have true iman. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was explaining to Umar radiallahu anhu that if I am not beloved, more beloved to you than yourself, then you have not perfected your iman. And Umar radiallahu anhu's immediate reply to that, immediately he replied, wallahi, you are more beloved to me than myself also. So this was already there in his life. He hadn't thought about it before. Because Sahaba radiallahu anhum were prepared to give their lives for the sake of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he checked in his heart, and this was there, that if a situation arises where I have to give my life and protect Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then definitely I would sacrifice my life for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So immediately he says that you are more beloved to me than myself. So a person cannot have true iman unless he loves Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam more than himself. In another riwayat of Bukhari Sharif, Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, فَوَالَّذِي نَفْسِي بِيَدِهِ لَا يُؤْمِنُ أَحَدُكُمْ حَتَّى أَكُونَ أَحَبَّ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ وَالِدِهِ وَوَلَدِهِ أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam takes an oath by the being in whose control my life is, that a person can never have iman, never have true iman, unless I am more beloved to him than walidihi wa waladihi, his parent or his father and his children. Here also commentators explain to us that walid includes both the mother and the father. In other words, beloved, more beloved to him than everything else and every other association that he has in this world. Another hadith of Muslim Sharif, Anas radiallahu anhu reports that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى أكون أحب إليه من ماله وأهله والناس أجمعين. That a person can never have true iman unless I am not more beloved to him than his wealth, his family, and all the people. So from here we understand that it is compulsory, it is wajib, it is necessary upon a person to develop the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is a constituent of our faith. It is something that is totally necessary. Without love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a person can never be a true believer. In one ayat of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that قُلْ إِن كَانَ آبَاؤُكُمْ وَأَبْنَاؤُكُمْ وَإِخْوَانُكُمْ وَأَزْوَاجُكُمْ وَعَشِيرَتُكُمْ وَأَمْوَالٌ اقْتَرَفْتُمُوهَا وَتِجَارَةٌ تَخْشَوْنَ كَسَادَهَا ومساكن ترضونها أحب إليكم من الله ورسوله وجهاد في سبيله فتربصوا حتى يأتي الله بأمره والله لا يهدي القوم الفاسقين. Allah says that يا رسول الله, that O Nabi of Allah, O Nabi, tell the people that if your fathers and your children and your spouses and your family and the wealth that you have amassed and gathered and those businesses that you fear a loss in and the houses that please you are more beloved to you than Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and striving in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then wait. Wait for what? Hatta ya'ti Allahu bi amrih. Wait till that time that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings His command and His amr. And Allah does not guide those who are sinful. Mufassirin mention, hatta ya'ti Allahu bi amrih, until Allah brings His command, means what? Punishment which will come sooner or later. Either in this world Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will punish a person for making the love of everything else besides Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam dominant in his life. So the punishment could come in this world or it could come in the hereafter. So here also Allama Zamakhshari rahimahullah mentions, this is one of the most severe warnings that has been sounded out in the Quran Kareem. So to love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is absolutely necessary. But despite being something which is compulsory upon us, Allah is so kind and so merciful that by inculcating the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and bringing that love truly in our hearts, a person will be rewarded in this world also. He will be rewarded in the akhirah also. There is benefit. It's not just a duty which we have upon ourselves, but it brings some faida in this world and akhirah also. From amongst the fawaid and benefits of inculcating the true love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in our lives is that a person will get halawatul iman. He will get sweetness of iman. The riwayat of Bukhari again, also Tirmidhi, mentions that thalathatum man kunna, or thalathum man kunna fihi, wajada bihinna halawatul iman. Three things which are found in a person. If they are found in a person, he will find the sweetness of iman. Ayakun Allahu wa rasuluhu ahabbu ilayhi mimma siwahuma. The first thing is mentioned, the love of Allah or rather Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are more beloved to a person than anything besides them. وَأَن يُحِبَّ الْمَرْأَةَ لَا يُحِبُّهُ إِلَّا لِلَّهِ, that a person loves somebody, his Muslim brother, only for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And وَأَن يَكْرَهَ أَن يَعُودَ فِي الْكُفْرِ كَمَا يَكْرَهُ أَن يُقْذَفَ فِي النَّارِ, that a person detests and dislikes to go into kufr and to go into disbelief, just like how he dislikes to be thrown into the fire of Jahannam or any other fire. So one of the things mentioned here is that a person loves Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam more than anything else. So that person who develops the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he will get halawatul iman. And what is the meaning of halawatul iman? Ulama mentioned, istilzadul ta'at, that now the obedience and worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becomes easy for a person, becomes sweet for a person. He wants to always involve himself in something that brings him closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he tries to refrain from those things which will take him away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the meaning of halawatul iman. What is another benefit of inculcating the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is that once a sahabi comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he says to him that when is qiyamah ya Rasulullah? Mata as-sa'ah? So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asks him, وَمَا أَعْدَدْتَ لَهَا وَمَا أَعْدَدْتَ لِسَّعَةً, what have you prepared for that moment of Qiyamah, that time which will definitely come? More important than when is Qiyamah is what we have prepared. Each one should look into his own life and see that how ready am I to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Am I prepared for that day which I will stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So the sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, حُبُّ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولُهُ, the love of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is what I have. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, فَإِنَّكَ مَعَ مَنْ أَحْبَبْتَ, then you will be with that person who you love. The rawi of this hadith is Anas radiallahu anhu. He says that فَمَا فَرِحْنَا بَعْدَ الْإِسْلَامِ فَرَحًا أَشَدَّ مِنْ قَوْلِ النَّبِيِّ sallallahu alayhi wa sallam فَإِنَّكَ مَعَ مَنْ أَحْبَبْتَ. This was such a joyous occasion for us that we heard these the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This brought us so much of joy that after Islam, nothing brought joy to us as much as the statement of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that you will be with who you love. So thereafter, Anas radiallahu anhu says that فَوَاللَّهِ إِنِّي أُحِبُّ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ وَأَبَا بَكْرٍ وَعُمَرَ, I love Rasulullah, I love Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I love Abu Bakr and Umar radiallahu anhu. And وَأَرْجُوا أَنْ أَكُونَ مَعَهُمْ فِي الْجَنَّةِ, and I wish that I will be with them, and I hope that I would be with them in Jannah. So the meaning of the statement of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فَإِنَّكَ مَعَ مَنْ أَحْبَبْتَ, that you will be with who you love, is on the day of Qiyamah, that a person will be in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When Sahabi comes to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says to him that in this world, that when we are separated from you for a short while of short time, then we remember you, we are with our families, and we come in front of you, and we get peace of mind, contentment of heart. But now I think of my death and your death, and you will enter Jannah and you will be with the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam in such a high position. And if I enter Jannah, I will not reach that stage of yours. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam keeps quiet, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reveals the ayat, مَعَ النَّبِيِّينَ وَالصِّدِّيقِينَ وَالشُّهَدَاءِ وَالصَّالِحِينَ, that if a person who loves Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be with the Anbiya, he will be with the Sahaba, he will be with the Shuhada. So this brings some type of consolence for this person. And this is consolence for each and every one of us. That if we bring the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in our lives, then we will find inshallah on the day of Qiyamah, Allah will make us with the group of Sahaba and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What are some of the signs that a person can gauge and look into his life, whether he truly has that love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam or not? We should remember that loving Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will not affect the status of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in any way. If we have love for him or we do not have love for him, this will not benefit him, it will benefit us only. So that is why we should try our utmost to bring the true love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in our lives. And these are few signs that inshallah, if we try and bring them in our lives, then that love will be present. One is, الحرص على رؤيته وصحبته, that a person must have this desire to see Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the desire to be in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Even though we are not in his time, that desire should still be there, that I want to be with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I want to be in his company. I want to enjoy a look at and glance at his face, Mubarak face. And the loss of this must be more than us losing anything of this world. And this was exactly how it was in the lives of Sahaba radiallahu anhu. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, and that occasion of Hijrah, when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam comes to his home, at the time which was not his usual time to come and visit Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, he knocks on the door, he asks permission, and then he says that Allah has given us permission to make Hijrah. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu says, As-suhba ya Rasulullah, can I accompany you? May I have the fortune of being with you on this journey? So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gives him the jawab, yes, you can be with me. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu began crying and tearing. Aisha radiallahu anha, the rawi of this hadith, says that before that time I did not know that a person could cry out of joy until I saw Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, my father, crying out of joy when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam informed him that he will be his companion on this journey of Hijrah. So one is to have that love to be with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and any opportunity a person has to present himself in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nowadays it has become difficult. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala open up the ways for us and make it easy for us to visit the beloved masjid of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to go and make ziyarat and present our salam in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There are so many incidents, but we'll just move on to the next point, is that what is the second sign or second alama that will show a person whether he has love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is that a person is ready to give up his life, to give up all the wealth that he has to protect Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And there are so many incidents of this nature that if we just open up the books of hadith, Hayatul Sahaba, we will see there are pages filled with how Sahaba radiallahu anhum literally gave up their lives for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is the battle of Uhud. The Sahaba make a small mistake. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam appointed some archers on a mountain, and they thought that the battle was over and they left the positions. Thereafter there is some commotion, and now at one occasion in that battle, there were only 12 people with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One of them was Talha radiallahu anhu. The mushrikeen come forth to attack Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Man lil qawm? Who will go and check them? So Talha radiallahu anhu says, Ana, I am ready. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, you stay in your place. Then another sahabi Ansari, he says, I am ready. He goes forth and he gives his life in this way. Then this happens again and again and again until all 11 have given their lives for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And only Talha radiallahu anhu is left. Now Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asks again, Man lil qawm? Who is there to go and check them? He says, Ana. So he goes forward and he repels those kuffar that were coming to attack Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In the process, he loses some of his fingers and his hand becomes paralyzed. And he takes fakhr, pride over this, that this hand that became paralyzed is better than the other hand, because this was in difa and protection of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In that same battle, there are so many other incidents that show that the true love the Sahaba radiallahu anhum had for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Another alama and sign that a person can check to see whether he truly has the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is that he follows Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's commands. This is something which is a glaring sign in the life of a person to see whether he has the life of the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When any command came from the side of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then the Sahaba immediately fulfilled that command. Khamar, wine, was permissible to a certain time. And when it became impermissible, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent out somebody to make an announcement that now wine is impermissible. Abu Talha radiallahu anhu, one of the illustrious Sahaba radiallahu anhum, Anas radiallahu anhu was with him in his care. So he says that when this announcement was made that khamar is haram, wine is haram, that I was serving the people at that time. in the house of Abu Talha radiallahu anhu. So immediately Abu Talha radiallahu anhu told me, go out and throw all that wine. Spill it all out. So one command of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the Sahaba are ready to fulfill it. A Sahabi has a bit of long hair over the shoulders. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam makes some indication and he says a few words. And the Sahabi thinks that probably Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is trying to tell me that my hair is too long. So he goes and immediately trims it. And he comes back into the presence of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sees him and he says, what happened? He says, I heard a command of yours, so I thought it was referring to me, so I removed my hair. So the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, yes, that was good, your hair was a bit long, so it is good that you cut it. But just the fact that an indication from the side of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for something to be done, or something is prohibited, this immediately made Sahaba radiallahu anhum think that now I should obey this command. Once Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam addresses the woman and says that you all should not walk in the middle of the road, you should stick to the side of the road. So, from that day, once that command was given, then immediately the woman of that time, they used to stand on the side, walk on the sides of the road, to the extent that their clothes used to cling onto the walls. So this was the obedience of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ita'atul Rasul, a sign to see whether we have the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in our lives. And one more sign we can discuss today is that a person will be ready to defend the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the sharia. Defend the sunnah in sharia. So many examples of this also. If you just study this, the qissa of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, that he emptied the whole of Medina so that he could defend the sharia of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The whole of Medina is emptied to defend the sharia of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So these are the few alamat and signs that a person can look into his life and see whether he has truly has the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq of truly inculcating that love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in our hearts. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.